see right up. Now see what you done. Made me love you. Now your man done come. Made me love you. Now your man done come. And I'm gonna buy me a pistol. Long as I am tall, I'm gonna kill that woman, catch that old cannonball. I'm gonna kill that woman, catch the old cannonball. Gonna leave on a Wednesday, won't be back till Saturday night. I'm going to leave on a Wednesday, won't be back till a Saturday night. And if my woman don't treat me right, I won't be back at all. Where you been all night? CC Rider, where you been all night? Well, now your head's all messed up and your pants don't feed you right. In your door.
Last dollar.
Katie Mae. Katie Mae. Oh, Katie Mae. Now don't you help me calling you. I got a woman, she won't let me down. she come into town, nah, nah, oh, it'll run me round. I got a hitchhiking woman. Yeah, she want to ride by me. Hitchhiking woman, she want to ride by me. Yeah, they leave me free. Thank you.
I was a boy.
myself a job. Yes, I was. But there wasn't no jobs around. I couldn't seem to find any way to make ends meet. Then this man at the gas station, he says, son, you need yourself a job. I said, Mr. I surely do. He said, well, come on in and I'll give you $1.25 an hour. And I sure was happy at that time. So I worked in the gas station for a while. Got myself a little place to live. Yes, I did. Things were going pretty good until one day I kind of got down on my luck. $1.25 an hour. If you can't work more than 3 or 4 hours on overtime, you need a lot of money. A lot more money you're getting to keep yourself alive. I met up with these guys who went walking around the neighborhood, buying this other gas station. We figured we'd check it out pretty good. So we decided we was going to rob this gas station because there was no other way to get no money. And we made our plan very carefully. He yelled, "Halt!" We got scared. We threw the money up in there. And we started running. And he started too. He hollered, "Halt!" And then he began to shoot. I was lucky. I got over a fence. My other friend made it around the corner. But my other buddy, he went down. And Michael, he should have stopped when the man told him. Because if that bullet wouldn't have hit you, you would have been dead. And what I'm trying to say now is that if you find yourself in a situation where you can get killed or you can live. Live if your pride will let you. The cold Michael went down by a policeman bullet. He didn't have to go down if he would have stopped. He had some pride. Michael's in the ground. Michael, why did you keep on running? Michael, your pride done got you killed. You should have known that cop had a pistol on its side. Why didn't you stop before you were killed? Thank you.
I was just a child. Not too old, not too young either. 12, 14 years of age, I could be down there. I've been down in the jungle, down into my street, they had a hobo gummy, you understand? You know, the boys would be down there, sitting around drinking wine, waiting for the right train they want to get. But, you know, during that time, they'd be coming up to the house and say, ma'am, you know, can I do some gardening work for you or something? We didn't have much of a garden, we didn't have no sidewalks on the street. Narrow street, no sidewalk at all. And they'd be coming around. So I used to go down and hang around for a while. You're sitting up in a piece of cardboard and old stuff and wrap up in cardboard and newspapers and that. Oh, that business. And they just, you know, hang around waiting for the right train. And the folks living around, you know, they didn't cause no trouble. They didn't care, man. The hobos didn't cause no trouble. Didn't. So I'd be going down there, you know, and starting to talking about them, you know. What about the trains, you know? Now, how them trains doing, you know? How can you tell what train to get on? I said, well, you just get that train. You get the feeling that that's the right train you want to get to. Now, you get down to separated point, down San Jose, someplace like that. Then you just jump off and you wait around. You got one of them bulls running around. You gotta say, man, you know. What train is going to Santa Fe? You say, well, hey, listen, they're making up a train now. And it's over on track 17, and you just go over there, man, and they got a couple of extras over there. That's why he's empty. You can just go down and get them. And all those are talking all this kind of stuff and everything. And I began to ask him, I was just a little child, like just a little child, asking to see what they was doing, to find out, you know, how you do all this business, and how you get into it, how you know where to go. And one old guy, you know, he tell me, hey boy, he said, boy, you just get on that train, and what you get, and that's it. Some other guy, he say, well, you ask the man in the yard, you know, and if he's cool, then, you know, he'll put you on the right train. But if he's something else, he'll put you on the wrong train, and he'll get the man on you. But that freight train business started going on, and I started thinking about it.
Been to Minneapolis. Been to San Bidu. Doggone lonely. I'm glad I'm just passing through into Salt Lake City, seen the seagulls flying round. Been so doggone. gladder just passing through. Been to old man cabin, seen an Indian sell their beads, but I've been so doggone lonely. I'm sick of prayers and good deeds. Been to Dallas, New Mexico, seen the communes and the farm, seen the warriors return from Yellow Land without their legs and their arms. Been so doggone lonely, been so doggone lonely. I've been so doggone lonely. I'm glad I'm just passing through. Cross the wide prairie, seen an eagle soar all alone, but there's nowhere in this cycle that I can feel like I'm home.
Okay.
I talk,
and there's a slight delay.
Easy rider, where do you dwell? Easy rider, where do you dwell? Yeah, heart's full of heaven, and I bet you hope there ain't no hell. Easy rider, why do this to me? Easy rider, why can't you see? Some go to heaven and some spend their time in misery. Easy rider, easy rider, easy rider, easy rider, easy rider, easy rider. Going naked, going naked, dance among the stars. Going naked, dance among the stars. Gotta take care of Mother Earth, 'cause there ain't no life on Mars. Cross the prairie, past the midnight smoke. Cross the prairie, past the midnight smoke. The steel spins the rubber and the wheels are drifting, spoke to spoke. Easy rider, easy rider. Paradise before you and a happy monkey on your back. Been a long time in heaven and I'll bet you hope they ain't no coming back.
Come on, girl, let's do some messing around this morning. Come on, girl, let's grab that gun. Told your daddy you got lots to learn. So lower your hand and make the powder burn. Come on, girl, black powder rag. Do 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 shoo do shoo be 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 do in the still of the night I held you. Held you tight, 'cause I love you so. Promise I'll never let you go in the still of the night. Baby, oh, 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 baby, I love you,
I love you so. Don't ever, ever let me go.
Okay.
Was a jumping on a corner down on a honky-tonk street. Cadillac, out stepped a cat named Pete. Diamonds on her every finger, damn, a thin-away suit, Stetson hat. And he wore a pair of cowboy boots. Going through the doorway, bad as he could be. He said, my name is a Big Boy Pete. The music stopped, there wasn't a sound. Over in the corner stood a bad man Brown. He said, my friend, you reach this bar and I'm gonna do you in. He said, look in here, buddy. He jumped on Pete. They fought from the counter right on out to the street. He spun from north, they spun from south. Brown cut that black cigar right out of Pete's mouth. He hit the ground, he yelled and screamed. Pete took his son and had him flee the scene. Pete sat down on a honky-tonk street. Don't mess with Brown, he'll cut you down. Take a lesson from a Big Boy Pete. Yeah. We'll be right back.
see, see right up. Now see what you done done. Made me love you. Now your man done come. Made me love you. Now your man done come. And I'm gonna buy me a pistol. Long as I am tall, I'm gonna kill that woman, catch that old cannonball. I'm gonna kill that woman, catch the old cannonball. Gonna leave on a Wednesday, won't be back till Saturday night. I'm going to leave on a Wednesday, won't be back till a Saturday night. And if my woman don't treat me right, I won't be back at all. Where you been all night? CC Rider, where you been all night? Well, now your head's all messed up and your pants don't feed you right. Thank you.
All right.
May's a good girl. Took along with it my woman. politician. There's got to be some trouble here. I got a woman, she won't let me down. She come in the town, always run me around. I got a hitchhiking woman. Yeah, she want to ride by me. Hitchhiking woman, she want to ride by me. Yeah, to leave me free. Thank you. name of the wonder. I just don't know now what to do. I know I love her, but the other one on my mind. I just don't know what to do. Keep either one from crying. And I feel so strange. and I met this man, give me a ride. Finally dropped him by my side. He said, "Here, son, have a dime." And I said, "Thank you, mister." And he went on his way. So I got down in the big city and I was trying to get myself a job. Yes, I was. But there wasn't no jobs around. Thank you. could even come around. Jiggle the wind, jump folks living in the area. Get 25 cents for a bottle of wine. Go back to the old jungle. Sit down. Piece of cardboard on the ground with a little old metal can with a hole cut in it. I'd make up a little stove and eat. Down in the jungle, down the end of my street, they had a hobo jungle, you understand? You know, the boys would be down there, sitting around drinking wine, waiting for the right train they want to get. But, you know, during that time, they'd be coming up to the house and they'd say, you know, ma'am, you know, can I do some gardening work for you or something? We didn't have much of a garden, we didn't have no sidewalks on the street. Narrow street, no sidewalk at all. They be coming around. So I used to go down and hang around for a while. Just sitting up in them, piece of cardboard and all stuff, and wrap up in cardboard and newspapers and that. Oh, they'd be listening. And they just, you know, hang around waiting for the right train. And the folks living around, you know, they didn't call no trouble. They didn't care, man. The hobos didn't call no trouble. So I'll be going down there, you know, and starting to talking about them, you know. What about the trains, you know? How them trains doing, you know? How can you tell what train to get on? I said, well, you just get that train. You get the feeling that that's the right train you want to get to. Now, you get down to Separated Point, down to San Jose, someplace like that. Then you just jump off and you wait around. You have one of them bulls running around. You got to save them, you know. What train is going to Santa Fe? You say, well, hey, listen, they're making up a train now. And it's over on track 17, and you just go over there and out. They got a couple of extras over there. That's why he's empty. You can just go down and get them. And all boys are talking all this kind of stuff and everything. And I began to ask him, I was just a little child. Like just a little child asking to see what they was doing. And find out, you know, how you do all this business, how you get into it, how you know where to go. And one old guy, you know, tell me, hey boy, he said, boy, you just get on that train and what you get, you get. And that's it. Some other guy, he say, well, you ask a man in the yard, you know, and if he's cool, then, you know, he'll put you on the right train. But if he's something else, he'll put you on the wrong train and he'll get the man on you. But that freight train business started going on, and I started thinking about it. I started thinking about the freight train business for a while. So I was thinking I'd, you know, try riding them freight trains just a little bit. Everybody's always writing songs about the bumpity-bumpity, clickety-clack of the freight train, but ain't nobody ever written nothing, I don't think. At least I don't know. I've just been thinking about it. But I don't think anybody wrote nothing about, you know, what you do when you're hanging around in the jungle, hoping that the train you grab when it come by is the right one, if you want to get where you're going. So, you know, you can sit around. Because you always got that thing. You never know if it's the right train or not.
Minneapolis,
been to San Bidu. Doggone lonely. I'm glad I'm just passing through into Salt Lake City. Seagulls flying round, but I've been so doggone lonely. I'm glad I'm just passing through.
I talk, and there's a slight delay. Easy rider, where do you dwell? Easy rider, where do you dwell? Your heart's full of heaven, and I bet you hope there ain't no hell. Easy rider, why do this to me? Easy rider, why can't you see? Some go to heaven and some spend their time in misery. Take care of Mother Earth, 'cause there ain't no life on Mars. Cross the prairie, past the midnight smoke. Cross the prairie, past the midnight smoke. The steel spins the rubber and the wheels are drifting, spoke to spoke. Easy rider, easy rider. Paradise before you and a happy monkey on your back. Been a long time in heaven and I'll bet you hope they know. Coming back.
Come on, girl, let's do some messing around this morning. Come on, girl, let's grab that gun. Told your daddy you got lots to learn. So lower your hand and make the powder burn. Come on, girl, black powder rag.
Cause I love you so.
so. Promise I'll never let you go in the still of the night.
Baby, oh, 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 baby, I love you, I love you, I love you so. Don't ever, ever let me go. Jumping on a corner, down on a honky-tonk street. Cadillac, out stepped a cat named Pete. Diamonds on her every finger, damn, a thin away suit, Stetson hat, and he wore a pair of cowboy boots. Bad as a he could be. He said, my name is a Big Boy Pete. The music stopped. There wasn't a sound. Over in the corner stood a bad man Brown. He said, my friend, you reach this bar and I'm gonna do you in. Said, look at here, buddy. He jumped on Pete. He crossed from the counter right on out to the street. He's from north. He's from south. Brown cut that black cigar right out of Pete's mouth. He hit the ground, he yelled and screamed. Pete took his son's hat and fled the scene. Pete said, down on a honky-tonk street, don't mess with Brown, he'll cut you down. Take a lesson from a Big Boy Pete.
Thank you. I make